Now, we go to the matter it raised about Garda response times in relation to a crash that occurred here in South Kerry in recent days. The Kerryman reports this morning that concerns have been raised over the lack of Gardaí on the Iveragh Peninsula after it's claimed that it took up to 2 hours for Gardaí to arrive at the scene of a serious crash last week. Now, a baby was among the passengers in the vehicle involved, and this has to do with a crash that took place last Friday. I'd say after 12 o'clock, roughly, between Tralee and Waterville, on just before the turn-off for Renard, so near Renard Cross there. Very busy road at this time of year, particularly with the great weather. So many people wanting to soak up the atmosphere and avail of the beauty of the Iveragh Peninsula. And we had gotten calls about this matter as well, and we've been trying to establish the timeline in relation to this. Now, we're joined on the line by firefighter Damien Quigg from Killorglan, who was also a former Sinn Féin councillor, Kerry County councillor. Good morning to you, Damien. You attended the scene last Friday of the crash.
Good morning, Sass, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, that's correct. I was there, in attendance at that incident, yes.
And what are your recollections of the response time by Gardaí?
Well, look, without getting into the real specifics of the accident itself, the response times of the Gardaí would have been up between an hour and a half and 2 hours. Now, like, why or what reason for that, I don't know. I suppose that's a matter for themselves, like, you know, to maybe come on and explain that. But just in relation to South Kerry itself, like, the understaffing and under-resourcing of emergency services here has now got to chronic, and then grave concerns for the safety, health and welfare of members of the public, and for our own crews going out, who are overworked, understaffed and stressed out to the nines. Like, it's got the real emergency situation, you know. And I remember, as you know, there was a motion in the Dáil yesterday in relation to air service, and the minister doesn't really want to pay people the proper income to actually do these jobs, unsociable hours, and that's why we are in the situation that we're in. And I would only think that's going to escalate.
You're making reference to the dispute at the moment involving retained firefighters, part-time firefighters.
That's correct, and that stretches the other emergency services as well. Like, and just to give you an example, there was a member of the emergency services who was retiring, and some of the fire service lads were asked to attend the function. They couldn't actually attend that function because they didn't have the numbers to staff the station if they went to attend that. And that's the life that we're living. First Holy Communion in Beaufort last week, another firefighter couldn't attend, and it was a family member, because they're on call. Like, and the guards are no different. Like, you know, the guards are actually stretched as well. Like, you know, that when you talk to some of them, like, they're saying, look, you know, that we don't have the resources, like, we don't have this, we don't have that, and that's we are running emergency service on the bare minimum. It's just a bones of a structure of emergency services, and somebody at some level is going to have to step in and sort this out. Like, it's just unbelievable. Members of the public that stopped with us yesterday, we were striking in Killorglan yesterday, and the amount of people stopped with us telling us to hold out and stay at this, and you deserve to get this. I've just dropped the kids to school this morning. Again, I was met at the school gate with the same type of support. So people want their property tax and the tax that they're paying in this country to pay people like us so that we will come when they need us. Like, that's the service we're providing. We all know what we signed up for. There's no guard or there's no ambulance person or personnel or a firefighter that doesn't know what we signed up for. We realise that, and we're very committed. I'm in the job 15 years, and to say that we're being disrespected is an understatement. It's just got to the stage now where people are just thinking, even myself, we're just thinking of resigning, just leaving the fire service, because it's just not putting food on the table. It's not paying the bills. It's not paying the mortgage. And the money the guards are on for a level entry guard coming in as well, it's just shocking when you look across Europe. It's shocking.
Coming back to the situation last Friday when there was that crash between Waterville, between Carras Éireann and Waterville, we contacted the guards and they came back to us on Saturday to say that they attended a two-vehicle road traffic collision at that location, that one person was taken to University Hospital Kerry for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. And we've also spoken to the Gardaí about, you know, these, what you're saying, that it took them an hour and a half to 2 hours to respond to this crash that happened last Friday afternoon, particularly busy day on the roads, and they are looking into the matter and coming back to us. It could well be the possibility. Kerry is a very big county geographically. At this time of year, the population swells, particularly with the fine weather we've been having. It could be an issue that the resources in this instance, and I don't want to kind of put words in the guards' mouths for the response they gave, but it's possible that the Gardaí weren't in a position to respond. They may have had to attend, they may have been out on duty in other locations, and that may be the reason for the delay that you say occurred.
Absolutely, I've no doubt that probably was the case, because as I say, their resources are stretched as well, and there's a big factor that people are don't take into consideration here as well. We've had a huge influx of Ukrainian refugees coming into the country here as well, right? And there's a thing called area risk categorization, and when you have an extra influx of people like that, and you have, you know, pressure zones on schools and on the workplaces and different things like that, that all has to be reviewed, you know. And I would put a question out there now to the people who are tasked with that responsibility of looking at area risk categorization, to ask them what work has been done on that to date, because I don't think there's been any work done on that. And that in itself puts pressure on all services, but especially the emergency services as well. Like, there's lots of stuff like that needs to be considered here. And, it would be helpful as well if they came and included the local people who are tasked with responsibility of running fire stations in their local areas, you know, and include them in them type of conversations. And that's not happening to date.
And who would be responsible for carrying out these area risk categorizations?
Well, I would say the local authority, in terms of the fire service, would be responsible for it, and putting resources into that. That would be my understanding of it. But I stand to be corrected on that. But there's a huge amount of work that needs to be done in a lot of different areas. And if the minister, in relation to her own dispute, was to look into some of the work in those areas that needs to be done, then justification for paying extra wages and money to people would be well warranted. It's just gone chronic. I'm here on the radio this morning. I'm actually disgusted to be having this conversation after, I suppose, giving 15 years. And there's some lads in here who've given a lot more time than me. And it's just unbelievable. I'm not going to come on here either and this the guards and say, they took them 2 hours to get there. I'm not on to do that, but it's just giving the public a reality of where we're at in terms of the emergency services. We're on our knees, and that's to say the least. There might be people come on from a management perspective and challenge that and say that we're not, but if they want to continue bluffing and the tomfoolery kind of stuff, that's up to them. But we've had enough. We'll be ascending on the Dáil tomorrow in large numbers to express sort of concern and protest that we need to get this sorted out. Otherwise, you're just going to have people in mass resignation. We're just going to leave,
And finally, if I could get your response to what Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said in the Dáil yesterday. He said that the terms and conditions of retained firefighters, part-time firefighters, I suppose commonly known, would be improved. And he said that an offer has been made involving a 20% increase in staffing and allowing for structured time off. And he said he hoped this offer would allow both sides to re-engage in talks. Could this be the sign that maybe you're getting closer to agreement, the government and firefighters, or SIPTU and your union that represents you, SIPTU, and that maybe next week's all-out strike due to take place on June 20th will be called off?
I can't see how that's going to work. Like, I'm on the National Negotiating Committee, and I was privy to those talks. I was present in the room for all aspects of those talks. And what Leo Varadkar has said is not a true reflection of what happened in those talks. And I would invite him, maybe, and the minister to come into the talks and sit in the room with us and be privy to those talks, because that's not the case. The case of what they offered us was like, it takes €40,000 to train one fireman. I'm after completing a 4-year degree in emergency services management, which cost about maybe €16,000 to get a 4-year degree from college. So you can't train somebody at a high skill set level at a cost of €40,000 per person and then turn around and say we're going to give you €8,500 a year. And they had no problem giving a senior civil servant an €80,000 pay raise there quite recently, signed off by Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, and they needed nobody else's input into that. So why can't they give us a standalone deal and look after us and pay us what we're entitled to get? Like, okay, there's no member of the public out there or any other public service that would deny the firefighters of this country a pay raise in relation to the work that we do. Like, so, like, an all-out strike is inevitable across the country unless they are willing to come in and meet us and bring something substantial to the table.
Okay.
And stop telling lies and bluffing people, because
the government, I'm sure they're not here to defend themselves, Damien, but what we will do is we'll leave it there.